Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the ladies going down in the wood. Happy Hollywood on this Monday. What's dropping?
Trending now.
Well, another bachelor marriage has bit the dust.
Oh, come on.
Yep, this time the Golden Bachelor.
Dang it.
I'm telling you right now, I didn't see this coming.
I'm telling you,
they've
got a bad running record on these couples that do not last.
Yeah, very few of them have longevity.
Right.
I can probably count on one hand how many have actually lasted. Well, Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after 3 months of marriage.
That was quick.
That was fast. They say no. What the heck? They announced it on Friday on Good Morning America, but didn't give a whole lot of details. One thing Teresa did say is that it had nothing to do with the fact that Jerry had lied about not dating anyone else since his wife died. Yeah, I didn't realize that. And Jerry said, "We've come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. I root for her every day. We just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart." Sources say it mainly came down to Teresa not wanting to give up her job in New Jersey and move to Indiana, where he's from, or South Carolina with Jerry.
Right.
After, 3 months of trying, they just couldn't work it out.
Hey, look, she's from Jersey,
You know, and that's what one thing that always gets me is that they have the hometown date. So he went to her hometown to get to know her, area, surroundings, whatever,
and meet
her family, all the good stuff. So it's like, yeah, I didn't know then that you didn't want to move.
True.
I don't know. I guess because they are both older and set in their ways, whereas it's easier for a young couple just to kind of, I'll move with you in New York. I'll move with you wherever.
Yeah.
And for these two, it's like, I'm established. I got my family. I got everything back home in my hometown.
I mean, it was 3 months and they're done.
Yeah. You know, we shouldn't have even bothered with, televising their wedding, all that, because they did have a big fancy wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm through.
Yep.
Trending now.
Number one at the box office, Civil War was number one with $25.7 million. Number two, Godzilla versus Kong, The New Empire, $15.5 million. Rounding out the top five, Ghostbusters at number three with $5 million. Kung Fu Panda 4, $5 million. And then rounding out your top five, Dune Part 2 at $4.3 million. Looks like Civil War made the noise it was supposed to make as the number one movie of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and they had it, or at least here locally, they have it in Epic. So I wonder if a lot of people went to watch it.
Right.
I think that would be a great way to watch it.
Kirsten Dunst, number one movie in America. Who knew?
Not mad at that, Chica.
What's up?
Trending now.
So this is pretty cool news. They say Tom Cruise has been sending Dakota Fanning a birthday gift every year since they starred in War of the Worlds together. Yes, isn't that cool?
I mean, she was just a little girl in that movie.
Yeah, and so I guess he really took a liking, kind of maybe a fatherly role to her.
Love it.
And so they say back in 2005, when she turned 11, he sent her a Motorola Razr phone for her birthday. Nice. She says, "Oh my gosh, I was so excited. I didn't have anybody to call or text at that time. I was only 11, but I loved having it. I loved it. I felt so cool." But they say the generosity didn't end there. Tom has sent her a birthday gift every year since, including her recent 30th. Mind you, I need her to give me a list of what he sent her.
You know, that's the thing.
I want to know all of the gifts.
It started off with a cool phone at the age of 11. What were the other gifts?
Yeah, and back in 2005, obviously the Motorola Razrs were huge, but I just wonder, was it the newest, coolest thing, or maybe did, he reach out to whoever and get her maybe one of the first ones to ever come out?
True.
That would have been cool.
Wow.
So, but yeah, I need Dakota Fanning to tell me, every year since 2005, what has he given you?
We want the
did
list!
Did he buy you a car for your 16th?
Dang.
Now,
you know what's up.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa. Yeah, okay, today is tax day, by the way. I'm just saying.
Holy moly, a lot of people are like, wait a minute, what?
I'm just saying.
Kidding me?
Yeah, today is tax day, the day where your taxes, of course, are due. I mean, you gotta get them done by today.
Jeez Louise.
Dang it! All right, some tax facts here. The average person spends about 8 hours stressing instead of just doing them. Okay!
Just get them done.
Why not? Yeah, 43% of us will spend a lot more time avoiding them than it would have just taken to just buckle down and get them done,
Yeah, quit complaining. Go ahead, get after it.
Yeah, but today's that day to get them done. And I guess you have to have them at least stamped by today.
Yes.
Yeah, like, you gotta get them done, get the stamp on, and then put them in the mail or whatever.
100.
Dang it.
Or, you know, filing the extension.
Yes.
Can you do that today?
Love the extension. We that's like a gimme. We need that. Like, no, I ain't ready for this, you know?
Never mind that you've had how many months to prepare yourself or get it done or whatever.
There are a few national chains that got tax day food deals going on.
Hey.
Krispy Kreme is getting most of the press for their buy one, get one dozen deal. You buy a dozen donuts at full price and get a second dozen for just the sales tax.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
I love that. That's cool.
That's like a cool deal.
Krispy Kreme always has the coolest stuff, promotions, and that's why I always wish we had one here.
Yeah. Grubhub says it has a 15% off deal for April the 15th.
Hey.
If you spend at least $25 and use the code TAXBREAK on qualifying orders, you may get a little discount there.
Lucky number 15.
Not mad. Hooters, at some participating, has a buy one, get one wings deal where you buy 10 wings and you get 10 free.
That's nice.
Another great deal. Gosh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, here we are planning out our meals for the rest of the day.
Thank you. Anyways, so those are some of the places. Check your local listings because today is tax day, and well, why not, you know?
Ugh, unbelievable.
Gotta do it.
Trending now.
Yeah, the latest going down in the wood. Hollywood. More headlines dropping on this Monday.
Trending now.
Okay, well, I'm sad about this news. I'm not gonna lie.
Uh-oh.
They say the talk is ending.
It's over?
Yes, wow. The talk is over.
Remind me which one this one is.
This is the one that now has Jerry O'Connell on it. It's got Cheryl Underwood.
Okay.
A couple other people. Natalie Morales. Man, everywhere that chica goes, it ends.
Is this the one that Julie Chen?
Yeah. Julie Chen originally back in the day. Sarah Gilbert started it. It's going to end with season 15 this fall on CBS. The final episode will air in December. And I just really like the dynamic where they had added guys.
True.
You know, so it was really cool, and I was really enjoying it. It started out with Julie Chen, Moonves, Holly Robinson, Pete, Sharon Osbourne, Leah Remini, and Sarah Gilbert were the original hosts when it started back in 2019.
Okay, I recognize that full crew.
Yes. Wow. Now you've got Amanda Kloots, Natalie Morales, Jerry O'Connell, Cheryl Underwood, and Akbar, and I'm not going to butcher his last name.
Right.
But I really liked it. I really like this particular dynamic. It's won 14 Daytime Emmy Awards over its run, so
Damn. That's
pretty cool. But I'm just like, wow. For a talk show, I would say that's pretty short-lived. 15 seasons. You know what I'm saying? Because The View's been on forever in 20 years.
Right, and this was supposed to be like a copycat of The View in the beginning.
Yeah, okay. It kind of was. So
gotcha. They
say definitely broke new ground when it launched 14 years ago. But they say, now it's time to wrap it up. So I'm very sad about this news.
That is sad.
I heard that, and I'm like, no, I don't want it to go away. Let The View go away.
Wow.
I'm tired of those viejas.
Maybe that's next. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
Wow.
Trending now.
How about Jelly Roll is being sued by a Philadelphia-based wedding band called Jelly Roll?
Really?
They've been around since 1980, but once Jelly Roll became a massive country music star, it's been messing with their brand. The band used to pretty be easy to Google, but nowadays when you search Jelly Roll, you get, of course, the megastar country artist.
Without a doubt.
They're upset by it, and they're like, no, we're going to sue because we were Jelly Roll before you were even just a little jelly.
If you want to really go there, no, Jelly Rolls were a nice little, what is it? A little dessert.
Yes.
In the 80s in my childhood.
Wow.
So get over yourselves.
They say they've reached out to Jelly Roll's people several times, but they've just been ignored. So now they're going to have to take legal action.
Well, go for it.
Wow.
He's too busy bettering himself.
Yeah.
Getting new grills, losing weight. He lost 70 pounds recently.
Wow.
Leave the guy alone.
Good luck on that one.
Thank you.
Wow.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yes, Carmen. Okay, today's tax day, and she doesn't believe that this chica is an accountant or anything like that.
Oh, great. Hey. So she's in a call getting crazy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Scottiman with the fraud division at Bank on a recorded line. May I please speak to
speaking?
Hi there. We have a here who is claiming that you are her accountant.
I'm sorry. What did you say you were calling from?
My name is Scottiman, and are you a certified accountant?
No, I am not.
You're not a certified accountant?
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, Who are you and why are you asking me this?
Stop deflecting and trying to distract. Your cousin is here trying to defraud us and told us that you're the one that prepared her paperwork for her loan.
Okay, wait. First of all, I'm confused and you have an attitude.
Now you're confused.
Yes.
Oh, you weren't too confused to put inaccurate information into her application.
I didn't do nothing for my cousin.
Oh, so now you didn't prepare the paperwork.
No, I did not.
Okay, so you're not an accountant. You didn't do the paperwork. You don't have a cousin. Got it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Ah!
Hello?
Hold on, this is Skyderman. I believe we were disconnected.
No, we were not disconnected. I haven't done anything for her except for giving her some advice that she asked for. That's it. I'm not a CPA.
Now the truth comes out.
She needed some type of assistance. We're trying to get some money to help her pay her bills. So all I did was give her information on how to fill out paperwork, and that's it. Everything else, I don't know. She's always all over the place.
That's not what she's saying. She's saying that you guys were in this together and that you were going to get half.
You know what? I'm not involved with nothing. She's lying. She ain't giving me half a shit. Lock her ass up. I don't give a
f- What? Stupid.
Now.
You know what's up.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out.
Time to give a shout-out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip-hop, B93.
Somebody who's having a big old birthday on this Monday, April the 15th, tax day.
Tax day. Let's see here. Erica says, I would like to wish my daughter, Anaí Flores, a very happy birthday from mom and her brothers. Welcome to the double digits, baby girl. Aw. She says, we love you, princess. So, Anaí, happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Nice. Nice birthday shout going out.
Yeah.
All right, celebrity-wise, Seth Rogen is 42 years old.
What?
42 years old.
Seth Rogen. Is that who I'm thinking? The guy that with the glasses, curly hair?
Yeah.
He's only 42?
He's only 42.
Mm.
42 years old. Emma Watson, 34 years old, from the Harry Potter movies.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, just saying. Who else had a birthday? Luke Evans is 45 years old.
Oh, I like him. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He did a movie recently with Eugene Levy, his son. And it was a great movie.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Played Owen Shaw in the Fast and Furious movies.
Yes.
Just saying. Chris Stapleton, 46 years old today, country superstar.
Shut your face. He was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday.
Boom, there you go.
So talented.
It was his birthday weekend. Samantha Fox is 58 years old because 90 girls need love too.
Thank you.
They do. And those are some of your birthdays, hey?
If it's your birthday, big birthday shout to you.
All right, shall we spin it to win it?
Let's go. Spin it to win it. All right, it's spinning. It is spinning. Yes, it is spinning, and it's landing on...
What's it landed on?
The one question game.
One question for the win. Got some dominoes up for grabs. All you got to do is dial it up at 563.
Double 93.
Hit us up. Good.
Wake up. Three.
B93, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, who is this? Good morning. Morning. What's your name?
Jessica.
All right,
how
Jessica.
How you feeling, girl?
Feeling good today or what?
I'm feeling just peachy.
Oh, we like that.
Peachy.
We like peaches.
Perhaps we can play Justin Bieber Peaches for you here shortly.
Maybe. All right, we got the one question game. We're going to ask you one question for the win. Up for grabs some Domino's pizza, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Listen
carefully, Jessica.
Carefully.
All right, here we go. The silhouette on the official NBA logo is Michael Jordan. True or false?
False.
You're going to say false. Why do you think it's false?
Something tells me just to say false.
She's like, something doesn't feel right about that.
She's like, I don't know. I just want to disagree with you this morning. You know what, Jessica? You would be correct.
Yeah!
Yes, girl!
It is not.
It is not Michael Jordan on the NBA logo. Michael Jordan is the guy on the
Nike Jordans.
Yes.
Like Jerry West or something.
Yay!
Damn, guys.
Jerry West is right.
How did you know?
Wow.
My kids like that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I had never even heard that man's name.
Jerry West.
Until I had to look into this.
Los Angeles Lakers legend.
Yes.
And he is the official logo of the NBA. Always has been. So.
Yeah, they say he's one of the most important figures in the history of the Lakers and the league as a whole.
Yep.
And so, therefore, I mean, my thing is, how on earth did they decide he is going to be the person for that? You know
well,
what I'm
you
saying?
Well, you know, way
who
back in the day, I guess way back in the day, they're like, you know, who's done the most or... or, you know, whatever. And they were like, okay, well, let's choose him, I guess.
Gosh, yeah. That's insane. Yeah. He's still a basketball executive.
Yeah.
I guess he's still pretty big in the he's 85 years old, this Jerry West. But they say his NBA career was highly successful. He was voted 12 times into the All-NBA first and second teams. He was elected to the NBA All-Star team 14 times and was All-Star MVP in 1972. So, yeah, pretty notable figure. Congratulations to him. But sorry for your bad luck. Michael Jordan got Air Jordans. Okay.
Whoa.
Sorry for you, Mr. Jerry West.
It's all good, and you got yourself some Domino's pizza. Tell us what station just hooked it up for you.
B93.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Same plot.
After this banger, you're going to want to hear what's next. More Leo and Rebecca on the Basin's number one for hip-hop. B93.
Get out.
Here's what's trending. Now.
Yeah, the ladies going down in the wood. Happy Hollywood on this Monday. What's dropping?
Trending now.
Well, another bachelor marriage has bit the dust.
Oh, come on.
Yep, this time the Golden Bachelor.
Dang it.
I'm telling you right now, I didn't see this coming.
I'm telling you.
They're viejitos.
They've got a bad running record on these couples that do not last.
Yeah, very few of them have longevity. Right. I can probably count on one hand how many have actually lasted. Well, Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after 3 months of marriage.
That was quick.
That was fast. They say no. What the heck? They announced it on Friday on Good Morning America, but didn't give a whole lot of details. One thing Teresa did say is that it had nothing to do with the fact that Jerry had lied about not dating anyone else since his wife died. Yeah, I didn't realize that. And Jerry said, "We've come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. I root for her every day. We just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart." Sources say it mainly came down to Teresa not wanting to give up her job in New Jersey and move to Indiana, where he's from, or South Carolina with Jerry.
Right.
After, 3 months of trying, they just couldn't work it out.
Hey, look, she's from Jersey,
You know, and that's what one thing that always gets me is that they have the hometown date. So he went to her hometown to get to know her, you know, area, surroundings, whatever,
family
and
friends,
meet her family, all the good stuff. So it's like, yeah, I didn't know then that you didn't want to move.
True.
I don't know. I guess because they are both older and set in their ways, whereas it's easier for a young couple just to kind of, I'll move with you in New York. I'll move with you wherever.
Yeah.
And for these two, it's like, I'm established. I got my family. I got everything back home in my hometown.
I mean, it was 3 months and they're done.
Yeah. You know, we shouldn't have even bothered with, televising their wedding, all that, because they did have a big fancy wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm through.
Yep.
Trending now.
Number one at the box office, Civil War was number one with $25.7 million. Number two, Godzilla versus Kong, The New Empire, $15.5 million. Rounding out the top five, Ghostbusters at number three with $5 million. Kung Fu Panda 4, $5 million. And then rounding out your top five, Dune Part 2 at $4.3 million. Looks like Civil War made the noise it was supposed to make as the number one movie of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and they had it, or at least here locally, they have it in Epic. So I wonder if a lot of people went to watch it.
Right.
I think that would be a great way to watch it.
Kirsten Dunst, number one movie in America. Who knew?
Not mad at that, Chica.
What's up?
Trending now.
So this is pretty cool news. They say Tom Cruise has been sending Dakota Fanning a birthday gift every year since they starred in War of the Worlds together. Yes, isn't that cool?
I mean, she was just a little girl in that movie.
Yeah, and so I guess he really took a liking, kind of maybe a fatherly role to her.
Love it.
And so they say back in 2005, when she turned 11, he sent her a Motorola Razr phone for her birthday. Nice. She says, oh my gosh, I was so excited. I didn't have anybody to call or text at that time. You know, I was only 11, but I loved having it. I loved it. I felt so cool. But they say the generosity didn't end there. Tom has sent her a birthday gift every year since, including her recent 30th. Mind you, I need her to give me a list of what he sent her.
You know, that's the thing.
I want to know all of the gifts.
It started off with a cool phone at the age of 11. What were the other gifts?
Yeah, and back in 2005, obviously the Motorola Razrs were huge, but
yeah.
I just wonder, was it the newest, coolest thing, or maybe did, you know, he reach out to whoever and get her maybe one of the first ones to ever come out?
True.
That would have been cool.
Wow.
So, but yeah, I need Dakota Fanning to tell me, every year since 2005, what has he given you?
We want the
did
list.
Did he buy you a car for your 16th?
Dang.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway OD.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's Second Chance Date on B93.
Chris is here, and he is leaving his future with Alex, or possible future, in our hands. Wow. That's not good, or maybe that is good. What's up, bro?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good.
We are fabulous on this Monday morning.
Well, good. Thank you so much for helping me out. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, don't mention it. Hey, tell us everything, though. We want to know, from beginning to end, how was your date?
Yeah. First off, it was really fun. We met for beers, and we did a lot of verbal sparring, which I absolutely loved.
Okay, nothing like some good back and forth stuff going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, we didn't agree on everything, but I mean, he was a worthy opponent.
Uh-oh, did things get out of hand maybe at any point, or like maybe political?
Oh, no, nothing like that. We were just talking like pop culture and that sort of thing, like nothing too serious.
Hey.
Oh, good.
Okay, so you guys just kind of debated stuff, pop culture stuff, went back and forth. Would you say the vibe was pretty good, though?
I mean, not to brag, but it did seem like it was a short one.
Oh, man.
A sure thing, wow.
Okay, well, how did you leave things?
I invited her in, and begged off.
Did she give you a reason?
Yeah, she said that she had a headache, and she thanked me for having a nice time. And I mean, you know, I believe her. You know, sometimes I get headaches, sometimes they can be nasty. So I get it. I do.
Wow. Okay, so she got this headache and said, okay, we're done. And that was it. Was there anything that may have been a turnoff for her?
I mean, it's hard because I'm not her, right? But the only thing I can think is that maybe she was upset that I never got into Pokemon.
Wow. What? Really?
Okay.
You were like 10?
Yeah. Let's hope it's not that.
I mean, no.
But, I mean, we could definitely call her up and see, you know, if we can get to the bottom of things for you, okay?
Yeah, no, that sounds good. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Okay, lots of questions on this one. Don't go nowhere.
For real.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's Second Chance Date on
B93. Hey, girl, is this Alex?
Yeah, this is her. Who's this?
What's up, girl? It's Leo, Rebecca, Morning Show. Do you have a few minutes to talk to us about dating?
What?
Okay, no, it's not nearly as random as it sounds, girl. Promise. One of our listeners had a really awesome date with you and asked to see if, you know, you felt the same. Wanted us to find out for him.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
Chris.
Yeah. No, I remember Chris because he's a little psycho.
Wow.
Psycho.
Hey, he's psycho?
Hey, we didn't sense that, though, when we talked to him. Like, what makes you say that? What happened?
What's up with that?
Well, it's not really something he did. It's more of just something he does. So apparently Chris cuts all of his life or his exes completely out of his life.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's not too far-fetched. Some people just kind of leave exes in the past and move on completely.
No, like, he even blocks them on social media, like deletes all of their texts and emails before then blocking their phone number.
I mean, Leo.
Yeah, no, that seems kind of like, you know, that's what a person would do maybe.
Yeah, after a tough breakup. I mean, we've known of people that have done that.
No, no. He does this every single time. Like, go out on one date, it doesn't work out, blocked.
He's on the line. What did you say, bro?
I said that you don't have to make me sound crazy.
Yeah, say hi to Chris,
what's
girl.
Happening? Why are you doing this?
Look, it's because I really liked you, okay? I thought we had a really good time, and you weren't answering me. And so I'd like to get one more chance before I give up.
Okay, this is just too much, okay? One breakup where you go all eternal sunshine on an ex, I get it, but all of them?
Look, it's just healthier for me to do it this way, okay? It helps me to, it helps me to move on, okay?
Okay, no, it's a complete total red flag for me.
What do my exes have anything to do with you and me?
True.
I mean, I'm not close with my exes, but I am in touch with them, you know, once or twice a year, say happy birthday or whatever. Like, your way, it's very extreme. It creeps me out.
Wow.
So, Alex, you're saying you can't move past this and give Chris another chance? I mean...
No, like, I'll just save Chris some time, okay? Go ahead, just delete me from all of your phone and social media. Just do it now, okay? All right, bye.
Wow.
Okay, you know, she's gone.
This is like opposite though, bro. You know, I know women who would be upset if you were in touch.
Yeah.
With your exes.
It's true. Like, I think your way.
You block them, you get them out of your life, and she's freaking out on that.
Right.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I think this is a good thing. You know that I'm just with you.
Yeah.
Huh.
She flipped it on us.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see that coming. Where she's like, oh, you completely block them. And how about her? She says she stays in touch with exes maybe once, twice a year, kind of check in.
Yeah.
That's not really healthy in my opinion.
I don't know what's going on here.
Every single ex? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, you got your answer. Kind of cray, and we'll just leave it there. How's that?
But she definitely called you psycho because
wow.
of it. I think that's a strong word.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Wow. Chris, best of luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Regardless, I really appreciate it. Thanks.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.
Fee. Yeah, all right. Time for an audition. We cannot make this.
Ish.
So there's an overweight cat. He's 30, a 30-pound cat in Indiana. Is 30 pounds a lot? I would think
think so. Well, if you're talking about me, yeah.
Stop.
I gained 30 pounds. You're going to be able to
30
tell.
30 pounds is a lot, yeah.
It is.
So they got this 30-pound cat in Indiana. His name is Thicken Nugget. Yes, indeed.
Oh,
Thicken.
My gosh. I love it already.
Thicken Nugget
Thicken
is his name.
Nugget.
And, well, he's a little too overweight, and so they're now slimming down using an exercise regimen usually reserved for dogs. A place is called the Canine Aquatic Center, and they're helping Thicken Nugget lose some weight.
Why do I laugh?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
This is so cute.
Are you serious?
He tries to protest at first, but he swims so well, and he gets out and just walks around like he owns the place. So I think he actually kind of likes it deep down.
Wow.
Oh.
How about that? Not even just, you know, exercise, and you would think cats hate water.
Right.
They got him in the pool. What?
So, you know, circa early 2000s, Rebecca, he's trying to do water aerobics?
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. The Canine Aquatic Center has been following him, and he's gone viral. People are checking in on his progress. They're checking in on his laps and making sure the Thicken Nugget is losing his weight.
So, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not familiar with cats, per se. So
they don't like
water. Cats really don't like water?
No.
So they don't like baths and stuff?
It's hard to take a bath. They go, they get all crazy.
They give themselves a bath.
Yeah. So the fact that he's doing it in the pool, people are like, what?
Thicken Nugget.
Thicken Nugget. Ladies and gentlemen, update. Thicken Nugget has lost 7 pounds.
Oh.
Shut up.
Good
Thicken
for
Nugget.
Him.
Wow.
He is slaying in that pool.
Yeah. So they're going to continue the, you know, updates, and you can check in on Thicken Nugget.
I mean,
wow.
Just solely because of his name. I want to.
I
want to track his progress.
But you know what? They're going to have to call him something else because Thicken Nugget ain't going to work.
Look, once he loses his 30 pounds, he's going to be Flaquito Nugget. I don't know.
I love Flaquito.
Flaco Nugget.
I love Flaco Nugget. Can we call him Flaco Nugget?
I think we're going to have to.
Love that.